Hello, welcome to the Ryan Sprague podcast. I've been thinking about how to begin this journey that I'm documenting. There's a lot to learn. I did a blog post on my blog Learning to Code, and or Code Learning Journey is what it's called on Blogger. And I figured out the proper course or method that I should go about doing it. So the operating system will be first in what I need to learn. I need to learn as much as I can about it. Thankfully, there's books and there are manuals. That'll help me in the long run when I learn that first and then I try to add other things. So I decided that's number one. So that'll be where I'll be beginning. Next will be the graphical user interface, the GUI, GUI. Now, I was looking around the internet trying to find out how do I code a GUI from scratch. Come to find out, it's not done too often. There's a, you know, an Apple version, a Windows version of how they do it, and out in the public sphere, there's a system called X Windows or X System, and one called Wayland. Now, from what I read, everything's kind of gravitating towards Wayland from X Windows because X Windows is starting to become abandoned. However, in the operating system that I'll be using, it uses X System, so I'm going to have to learn that. So I'll learn the OS, I'll learn X Systems. In this, after I learn how to use it, I'm also going to have to learn how do I make programs. So say I want an icon that shows up on the desktop. How do I do that? How do I connect it? Well, I'm going to find out. I'm going to make my own desktop version. I really like how anything can be done from the terminal, but that is not user-friendly at all. The next thing is the operating system. It makes it easy because it has a version of Apache, which is a web server. So if I wanted to do everything for my own website, not go to a website company with all these fees and different templates, but do it all myself, I learned something like Apache. I did learn a little bit of the Python one. I forgot what it's called. Let me look this up real quick. It's called Django. Django, yes. I learned some of that. That is a very, very good, what they call full-frame network. And full-frame means that it takes care of the back-end, which is all the complex stuff, and then also, the front end, which is what the user sees, the user experience. So, like all the buttons you click on Facebook and such. After that, the operating system I have has like a very well-known, very famous, very good firewall. So, I'll check that out. And then it'll be just a lot of work fine-tuning, getting the operating system right. And then I will focus on the hardware. Now, all this is not going to be, well, it'll be special. It's going to be special for a certain group of people. And only they are going to want to be on it anyways. Especially those who have very good ambitions, feel very good about their code, maybe want to make their place look good on resumes and such. It's going to be a very, very awesome system, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to take a while because I'm doing this by myself from scratch. Yes, I'm a badass. I will do it myself. But once I get there, it's going to be amazing. I hope everyone gets as excited as I am about this. I keep thinking this might be like a, you know, Mr. Beast video where he's like, hey, me in 5 years, and like, It turns out that he's just, boom, super popular. That'd be kind of awesome. Anyways, I will chat with y'all later as time goes on. I'm trying to put out a lot of content. As Gary V said, I'm going to put his little thing to the test, his theory to the test, that you just put out a ton of content. I'll see if he's full of it or not.